or visit JonesChev.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left two people dead and another four wounded.
I heard about, like, 12 shots go off, like, in my vicinity, like, probably around, like 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News. A dramatic scene on a runway in Belize. Passengers running away from a small plane as police with guns drawn ran toward it. On board, an alleged hijacker who was a U.S. citizen. ABC's Matt Rivers has more details.
It all happened aboard a flight from Corozal to San Pedro. 14 passengers aboard, including two Americans. Police say the plane was hijacked by U.S. citizen Akinyela Sawa Taylor, wielding a knife shortly after takeoff. Officials say the hijacker demanding to be taken out of the country, insisting the plane land to get more fuel.
Elan.
But as the plane was touching down, officials say a passenger aboard the flight with a licensed gun shoots and kills the suspect.
Lucasfilm announcing at a Star Wars fan fest this week that the latest Star Wars movie will hit theaters in May of 2027 and will star Ryan Gosling. Star Wars Starfighter will not be a prequel or a sequel, but they say a whole new adventure. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to find new scrapbooking products to make your pages stand out? At the Creative Outlet, our inventory changes every time I place an order. I also help make your scrapbooking affordable by adding products to my new clearance racks. This year, I am committed to bringing in new products in every category of my paper crafting area. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Corton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $6.80 and beef crossbred calves up to $10.20. Dairy slaughter cows range from $1.10 to $1.21, with the fat beef cows $1.44 to $1.68, bulls up to $1.77. Feeder sale this Friday, April 18th at 1. Few of the early consignments include 30 550-pound Holstein steers, 10 crossbred steers 500 pounds, 2 black 600-pounders, 6 Holstein steers 500, and another 5 400-pound Holstein steers, along with many other smaller packages of grass cattle. The grass is greening up, the robins are here, so now is a good time to be marketing your cattle that will be pastured this summer. For all of your livestock marketing needs, whether to slaughter cows and bulls, dairy or feeders, fat cattle or calves, contact Darren Colt or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. One parent wrote, "It was Saturday night and there was a prayer meeting going on at the little church in Dallas, Oregon. A request had been turned in for my son who was very ill. Before the meeting was over, my son was on his knees beside his bed praying, and the Lord healed him. He could not wait to share the news with the people at church. He dressed and went to the car, but discovered that he had left his keys in the house and the house was locked. What is he going to do? He decided to run the 10 blocks to share the news with his friends. In Luke 24, Luke and Cleopas had just shared a 7-mile walk with a stranger. This man talked with them and explained the scriptures to them, and when they sat down to share their bread with him, he prayed and asked God to bless it. Suddenly, they knew him for who he was, Jesus. Upon realizing such huge news, they decided to return to Jerusalem, covering the same 7 miles that very night. That is the same good news we still share today. Christ the Lord is risen indeed. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO through weather updates. Well, the showers overnight were heavier north of us. A strip from southeast Minnesota through La Crosse out into central Wisconsin picked up over an inch of rainfall, just a tenth inch or less in most of our listening area. However, we do expect some pretty good showers to move through early today. We could see rain amounts over a half inch in spots, even a few stronger thunder showers. And a few more showers may bubble up late today as a cold front slides through, although the better chance of severe weather will stay over parts of Illinois, far southeast Wisconsin, into Michigan and Indiana late today, where it's going to be warmer. Behind this front, it will be a little bit cooler tomorrow with lower humidity. That should bring some sunshine back at least. Enjoy that, because Sunday's another stormy day as a powerful low-pressure system sweeps in from the southwest. That could bring us a soaking rain from late morning on up through the evening Sunday, potentially an inch or so, some gusty winds as well. That might even turn over to some wet snow in far northwest Wisconsin later Sunday nights. Things will gradually dry out on Monday. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. Some could have heavy rainfall. Then a 30% chance a couple more showers could pop up later this afternoon. High near 62 and the wind variable at 5 to 12. Tonight, a few showers possible early, then variably cloudy and cooler, low 39. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun and seasonal, high 57. Northwest wind up to 10. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy, low 35, high 53. Soaking rain expected to move in by midday. On Monday, a chance of light showers early, then peaks of sun and breezy, high 53. Tuesday, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high 62. Wednesday, chance of showers early, then partly sunny and comfortable, high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We are holding steady at 50 degrees in Richland Center after several rounds of severe weather rolled through early this morning. 60 degrees was yesterday's high. We picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in that rainfall last night. Record high, 87 in 1985. Record low, 19 in 1990. Last year's high was 51 and the low, 41. Sunset will happen at 7:48 this evening and rise tomorrow morning at 6:13. Right now, the winds are light from the southwest, around 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.74. We have picked up 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. We also had quarter-size hail early this morning around 5:15 at the WRCO studios in that severe round of weather that rolled through the area. And we were back and forth temperature-wise, up in the mid-50s overnight and down in the 40s as well with a low of 46. Right now it is 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. We have sports coming up, lots of it to check from last night in area high school activities. Also, details a little bit later on, Mike Clemens checks in with a look at all of the Wisconsin sport headlines coming up here for the Easter weekend. Sports is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Richland Center was a 5-4 winner against River Valley in high school baseball last night. The host Hornets picked up 4 runs on 3 hits in the second inning. River Valley caught up with 2 runs in the 4th and 5th frames. Richland Center took the lead for good with a single run in the bottom of the 5th. Jacob McDonald was the winning pitcher as he went the distance and struck out 6 while walking 5, giving up 1 hit. Brady Dosh was 2-for-4 while Isaac Gauld, Wes Bosworth, and Logan Peterson all had hits. Avery McGlynn had an RBI in the 5th, which proved to be the winning run. Abbott Milanowski was 1-for-3 for River Valley. He pitched the first 3 innings, and Quincy Blakely worked the last 3 innings from the mound. Each pitcher gave up 3 hits. The Blackhawks fell to 1-5 overall, 0-2 in the league. Richland Center now 4-4 overall and 1-1 in the league. The Hornets will host Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, while River Valley will face Platteville. Again, Richland Center a 5-4 winner against River Valley. The real highlight, though, was 105-year-old Louise Schadauer, who threw out the first pitch last night. Her 104-year-old sister was there to cheer her on. And just prior to her heading to the field to throw out the first pitch, I talked to Louise.
Louise, this is just such an exciting thing. Is this an exciting thing for you today to be able to do this?
Yes, entirely. Very exciting.
Tell me who you played for. You played softball, didn't you?
Yeah, and I played softball. I guess that's what you'd say. I played for this, yeah.
Are you going to throw a fastball when you throw out the first pitch tonight?
Very fast.
Were you a graduate of Richland Center High School?
Yes, way back.
What year did you graduate, do you remember?
So far I remember, 37, I think it was.
Okay. Uh-huh. And your sister's here tonight as well. Was she as good a softball player as you?
Oh, no. No, she didn't play as much as I did. She wouldn't mind if I said that.
So you've had a dream of getting out here and doing this. Is this kind of a dream come true for you, Louise?
Oh, yeah. Come out here. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, you're an honored guest. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you tonight. And thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good luck to you as you throw out the first pitch. Show them up, okay?
Which way should I throw it, up or down?
Whatever. Yeah, just get it to the catcher. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Louise Schadauer, 105-year-old resident of Schmidt-Woodland Hills. She was at the game as an honored guest to throw out the first pitch last night. Elsewhere in baseball, it was Platteville edging Dodgeville 1-0. Also last night in the Ridge and Valley, it got late. There was a rain delay, but they did get both baseball games in. Ithaca winning 5-1 in Game 1 and 12-7 in Game 2 over Waseca Steuben. In the first game, Sammy Clary went the distance, striking out 5 and giving up 1 run. Also, the leading hitters in the game, Wes Nelson, had 2 hits for the Bulldogs. Game 2, the 12-7 victory. Sammy Clary worked just over an inning. Devin Iam as well. Wes Nelson pitched 4 innings as well for the Bulldogs to get the victory. 3 hits from Houston Garcia-Bolin last night led the way for the Bulldogs in Game 2. Elsewhere in baseball from the Ridge and Valley, North Crawford 15-5 over Lafarge. It was a victory as well for Weston as they claim victory against Kickapoo. Final score 8-4. Garrett Jennings got the win on the mound, pitching 5 2/3. Trevor Westfall in relief for an inning and a third. Also at the plate, Garrett Jennings 2-4 with 3 runs scored. Isaac Jennings 2-4 with 3 RBI and a run scored. Trevor Westfall 2-4 with 2 RBI. Garrett Granger 1-3 with 2 RBI. And the team had 7 hits on the night, but 5 walks and 7 stolen bases to get the victory against Kickapoo 8-4 in Ridge and Valley action. Elsewhere, it was a win for Mineral Point over Riverdale. That final score was 5-2 for the Chieftains. They were led by Chase Chitwood, who went 2-2 with a home run. Royal over Bangor 7-3, 19-0. Hillsborough top Waniwak Center in 5 innings. It was a win last night in baseball as well for Cashton over Nisida, 8-2. Cuba City, 10-1 over Iowa Grant. Southwestern, 6. Darlington, 5. River Ridge over Argyle Blackhawk, 13-0. Westby, 9. Arcadia, 1. Wisconsin Dells, 4-0 over Westfield. Mauston, 6. Nakusa, 1. Onalaska, 4-0 over Sparta. Reedsburg, 10-4 winners against Baraboo. In softball action last night, the Ithaca Bulldogs lost 2 to Waseca Steuben, 2-1 and 16-6. In the 2-1 game, Brianna Ray was the winning pitcher. Ariana Lewis suffered the loss for Ithaca. Leading hitters for the Bulldogs, Emma Hilby 1-2 with an RBI and a home run. Holly King, Kaylee Newkirk, and Ariana Lewis all had hits. In Game 2, it was a win for Devin Allert on the mound for Waseca Steuben. J.C. Maxwell suffered the loss for the Bulldogs. Leading hitters, Kaylee Newkirk, 2-3 with 3 RBIs and also 2 doubles. J.C. Maxwell, 2-3 with an RBI, and Maylee Plemer was 1-2. Devin Allert was 2-3 with 2 RBI for Waseca Steuben. Elsewhere, in conference action last night in the Ridge and Valley, it was Kickapoo over West 14-4. Hillsborough 8-4 over Waniwak Center. Pecatonica shut out Highland 11-0 in 5 innings. It was 9-7. Iowa Grant over Fenimore. Cuba City 30-0 over Boscobel. And Mineral Point 11-1 over Riverdale. In action from the Southwest Conference, Platteville 2-1 over River Valley. It was a close one. Dodgeville getting the win against Lancaster 7-3. And Prairie du Chien edged Richland Center 2-1. A very good ball game last night at Richland Center High School. The score was tied at 1 for much of the game. Prairie du Chien scoring an unearned run in the top of the 7th to take the lead, and they hold on for the victory against the Hornets 2-1. A good effort, though, for the young Richland Center team last night against one of the conference contenders. Southwestern 9-2 over Darlington. Wisconsin Heights 4-0 over Belleville. Reedsburg 7-6 over Baraboo in high school softball. In soccer, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca was an 8-0 winner against Richland Center, and Platteville Lancaster defeated River Valley. Final score of 3-1 in softball. Today in softball, River Valley will host Stoughton. It's a non-conference game. The return of River Valley graduate Cassie Paulson-Bondi. She's the head coach of Stoughton. I talked to her this week.
I started 8 freshmen last year at the varsity level, which a lot of people kind of thought, like, 8 freshmen, oh my gosh. So we're still pretty young, but, you know, they're all back as sophomores, so they've got that varsity experience, which is nice.
We heard your voice during the state wrestling tournament. How did you get that gig announcing for the state tournament?
Yeah, that's a fun one. So actually, here in Stoughton, my former athletic director is Mel Dow, who's now the associate director up at the WIAA. And it would have been last year in about December, you know, he shot me a message. He's like, hey, give me a call when you get this. And at first I'm like, uh-oh, did I do something? Because, you know, he's at the WIAA now. And I'm like, did I, like, forget to take a rules test or something? And, he, you know, I gave him a call and he said, hey, we're, you know, girls wrestling is growing so much in the state. And we want to get a female voice at the Cole Center on the PA. Would you be interested in doing it? And I was shocked. You know, I'm not a professional by any means at it. I do the PA a lot here in Stoughton for, like, basketball games and some of our volleyball games as well. So I went with it, and it was, like, it was a great honor. I got to do that again my second year doing individual state. And then this year I also was at the Field House for Team State Wrestling, too, which was a ton of fun.
Cassie Paulson-Bonde, who will be leading her team, Stoughton, against River Valley today at 5 at River Valley High School softball field. Last night in soccer, River Valley lost to Platteville-Lancaster 3-1, and Prairie du Chien River Ridge-Seneca defeated Richland Center 8-0. Ithaca-Weston has been busy this week, their third track meet of the week. Baltasar Kaiser was 6th at Cashton last night in the 200. Sam Jones, 5th in the 800. Clayton Lee took 1st in the 1600. And in the 3200, Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 5th. The 4x2 was 7th. That was Carrick Thompson, John Hash, Ethan Stoll, and Baltasar Kaiser. The 4x8 was 3rd. Brayson Garcia-Bolin, John Hash, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones. And in the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson finished 2nd. Bowling scores report from last night. It was the All-Star League, week 32 of 32. The Misfits with the top series on the night, a 28-69. Turbo's Bar and Grill at a 28-32. Morris Heating and Cooling at 2,803. The Misfits at 10-21. Julie Karen State Farm, 9.99. TKO Barbecue, a 9.78. Top series, Travis Bushley, a 7-15. Scott Oman, a 6-7. Ron Swigum, 107 over average with a 662. Top game, Travis Bushley, a 279. 258 for Dan Pike. Steve Olson, 257. Scott Oman and Kerry Pratt each had 256s. Well, additional highlights, Bodie Hillesheim bowled a 570 series, 159 over average. Mike Morris with a 653, 101 over average. And Colleen Schrader bowled a 516, 99 over average. Thank you to all bowlers in the All-Star League. The annual meeting for the Greater Richland Area Bowling Association will be held at 6:30 Wednesday, April 30th at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers are asked to attend to review the business of the association and vote for the three officer positions up for election. We'll have more sports in a moment.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens talks sports with us here on a Friday morning from WRCL. Hey, Mike, it's a busy weekend again, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of a variety of things that we're covering this weekend.
The Bucks in the playoffs getting set for a noon tip-off tomorrow. I think they're having a send-off for them today in Milwaukee, aren't they?
Yeah, and then they go to Indianapolis. They start this best-of-seven series. The game is tomorrow at noon, and the Bucks coming off an 8-game winning streak, and a lot of people throw that out like, hey, you know. Well, most of those teams are not going to be in the postseason, so they've been on a roll that way. But obviously the big story this week is Damian Lillard back. Like, just amazing. And I was very interested, and our sports director, Jimmy Kaska, texted me the minute this thing broke on Tuesday, where John Horst, the GM of the Bucks, put out a release and said, hey, we just got word now that in the latest round of tests that Damian Lillard is at a point now where he could probably put aside the blood-thinning medications he's had for the deep vein thrombosis that he's been dealing with. Going back to March 18th is when he was diagnosed. He had this calf injury. It was kind of sore and lingering and not going away. So they did some more MRIs and said, you know, young man, you get a blood clot there. So he went through these treatments, and there's other players that have dealt with this. Sometimes it takes 6 months to go away. It's so dangerous. If the blood clot releases, it could be fatal, go to the heart, the lungs, something. And so, you know, you're not even thinking about basketball. This is life-threatening. How he's able to get to practice yesterday in a month, even the doctors told the Bucks, we were amazed by this, but they reacted early, got the medications going. He did everything they asked him to do. So then another release comes out yesterday saying, hey, we think he's going to be back to practice now. Now, you know, some people, you know, get all excited, like they think he's going to be starting in the game tomorrow. And I knew right away, like, there's no way, because he couldn't practice. And then Doc Rivers even said it at his press conference last night after a practice. He said, pump the brakes, hang on. We just had a half-speed practice today. And, yeah, he was out there for that. But, he's got to get in basketball shape. And so who knows how long that can take. Some of the people, writers, are anxious and thinking, well, maybe he could be ready to go by next week at home. So it's interesting that the Bucks released this information when they did, because I think first and foremost they were so shook by this thing that they totally took it seriously. You don't want to release that information and get a star player like Dame Lillard upset. So we'll see how it plays out, but game one tips off tomorrow at noon.
I see that the experts are only giving the Bucks like a 40% chance, but I don't know. How do you feel going in?
A 40% chance of winning this series?
Winning the series.
Yeah. I think it could be close. I mean, even though I believe the Bucks won this series 3-1 this season, yeah. Mm-hmm. That last game, though, the Pacers really gave them trouble. Tyrese Haliburton, of all people, from Oshkosh, the 25-year-old kid that went to Iowa State, got drafted by, I think, the Kings, and they traded him to Indiana. He had a heck of a game against them. He came up with this crazy 4-point play. It was at the end of the game. It was questionable if he was actually inbounds when he made this shot and drew a foul, a phantom foul on Giannis, but... he seems to always have good games when he's playing the team he grew up watching as a kid in Oshkosh. So I think it is going to be a good series, and because the Bucks have not been consistent all season. We'll see how they do, and I don't see how they're going to get to the finals the way that the season has played out. As much as they've improved with some of the moves that they made. And Giannis is—that's the other thing too that I think to look for, because I thought this was some great analysis, and we might have mentioned this last week. Is watch how they've changed with Dame out, and they've made Giannis more like the point guard, and instead of being a little more predictable when he's under the basket and doing his thing under the rim, he's out there in space and distributing the ball or attacking, you know, going to the paint. And teams don't know what he's going to do when he's in that position. Makes him more unpredictable. Mm-hmm. That helps the eight-game winning streak.
You bet. Hopefully it continues. The Brewers open a series against the team coming in. No longer the Oakland A's. Should we call them the Athletics, right?
Yeah. Of course, they're moving to Las Vegas. And what was interesting is I was in Vegas for the Super Bowl last year, and I went and saw a show. You know, Rich Little, the impressionist, he was still playing at the Laugh Factory, 85 years old, great show, and I was at the Tropicana. And I said, well, this was great, because he talked about the Rat Pack, working with guys like Sinatra, Sammy Davis, his years on the Carson show with Johnny Carson. And afterward, I asked the manager of this club, I said, I want to tell some friends about this show. They go, well, you better hurry. Why? He says, well, because we're closing the hotel at the end of this month. They're tearing down the Tropicana. This is where the baseball park's going to go. Really? And sure enough, that's what happened. They turned it to dust about a month later. So right now, it won't be another couple of years before that new ballpark in Vegas is ready for the A's. And they were so anxious to get out of the Coliseum in Oakland. They're playing at a minor league size stadium in Sacramento. They're not going to call themselves that. They're just right now they're officially known as the Athletics or the A's. Hmm. So they're going to be in town tonight against the Brewers to open a 3-game series. And fast Freddy, Freddy Peralta will be on the mound for Milwaukee.
The NFL draft in Green Bay all focuses on that. It seemed like so far off, and now here we are, less than a week away, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it for over 2 years. Do you have any friends that have talked about going to it or working at it?
I do not, no. But we've talked about people staying as far out as Richland Center area just because there are no rooms up there.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. Like, there's one motel that I often stay at. They normally charge about $90 a night. They're asking for $600 a night.
Oh, no, really?
Two-night minimum stay.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, come on, man.
Yeah.
They're very nice people, but they just think that they can get those Super Bowl-plus kinds of prices. Normally, they probably charge $250 a night on the weekend of a game. You know, it's tough to find a room for a Packers game, even as a visiting reporter.
You're going to sleep in your car next week then?
Honest to God, I've got one of our affiliate stations, one of your sister stations, has got this beautiful facility with a shower and a little room in it where people can stay overnight in case they cover snows and blizzards like that. Those would be my accommodations. I can get some work done and all that. It's in terms of the housing thing. About a month ago, a lot of these hotels and motels in the Green Bay area told the director of tourism there, hey, why is the media saying that everything's sold out? Because we've still got a couple rooms left. We've still got a couple vacancies. And, get the word out there. Well, I also said to them, you got to understand, the average fan picks up the phone, and maybe they're 4 or 5 hours away, and they want to be out there drinking beer all day. But they call, and you guys either say, oh, yeah, we're all sold out, or they're quoting prices like that, and, they think about it. They change their plans, or maybe they think that maybe the price will come down at the end. But, there's still a lot of these places, pockets of places that say, no, we actually still have some open room. So we'll see how it all plays out. I'm sure weather will make a determination if some people get in the car. But they expect 250,000 fans.
Jeepers.
And that's not, per day. That's over a 3-day period. Mm-hmm. So it will probably feel more like a game day every day, 80,000 to 100,000 in the parking lot Thursday, Friday night, and then Saturday from like 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. when they have the fourth through seventh rounds. But in terms of the Packers, they've invited about 30 different players in. They've invited them, and it's always kind of a shell game. Something I just learned yesterday, Jordan Love was on the Rich Eisen show, and maybe things are a little bit more relaxed. And he let out something that I don't think we knew before. And that was, he said, well, what was your draft like night? He goes, well, there I was with my family in Southern California. The phone rings, and it's the Packers. And I was kind of surprised. He goes, you talk to everybody at the Senior Bowl and at the Combine. But he said, not thinking about it, yeah, Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, who was offensive coordinator, they called me the night before. They called me the night before. So they were in on it. They knew that there was a chance that Goody might take him when his number came up there at the end of the first round back in 2020.
Well, speaking of which, Aaron Rodgers, he's still in the news. And I see today where he's kind of taken time. He's got some personal things going on or something. Did you read that?
Yeah, he did the McAfee show, and he talked about, his departure from the Jets. He flies all the way across the country to meet the new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who says, we just want to know how you want to handle this because we're going to let you go. And he goes, what? You mean, why did I come all the way over here? And he said, listen, I don't want to be in a meeting. The new head coach says, I don't want to be in a meeting and say something to the guys, and everyone in the room turns back and looks at you to see what your reaction is. We're just not going to have that here. And Roger says, I said to Aaron Glenn, he goes, look, you don't know me. I would never do something like that. And he says, so how do I know? I don't know you. He goes, exactly. That's why I came here, is to meet with you guys. So that's how that parted. In terms of why hasn't he given Mike Tomlinson the green light and he's going to come to Pittsburgh and play for the Steelers, He says he's in a relationship. He's got some people that are very close to him that are going through some very serious stuff, and he's committed to them. He just doesn't feel like he can commit to football right now. And I think that's legit. I don't think that's this, you know, kind of Favre, Rodgers, diva kind of stuff. I think there's something personally going on with him, and he was being upfront about it yesterday.
All right. Sounds good, Mike. Well, get the scoop for us next week. You'll be right in the middle of the NFL draft, I presume.
I will talk to you from Green Bay, somewhere in a crowd of 100,000.
I can't wait. All right. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Mike Levin's talking sports today with us.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
55 at WRCO as the temperature continues to increase. It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program.
Now, the rest of the story. Her name was Gabrielle, and she carried a certain secret to her grave. She was born August 19, 1883, in what used to be called a poor house in France. She was also what used to be called an illegitimate child, but that was not Gabrielle's secret. She was reared in an orphanage. As a young woman, she attempted a career as a cafe singer, and after enduring a succession of unimpressed audiences, she settled for being the second-string mistress of a wealthy man. But that wasn't her secret either. Gabrielle began making hats in 1913. She'd had a number of lovers by then, and one of them set her up in the hat business. And over the next quarter century, her little millinery enterprise flourished. As a result of her newfound prestige, Gabrielle became acquainted with many important people, among them Sir Winston Churchill. Then war broke out and France was seized by the Nazis. We have no absolute evidence of Gabrielle's political inclinations during this time. She just wanted the war to end at any cost, she said. And Churchill was essential to that objective, she believed. Say, what if Gabrielle spoke to him? Maybe convinced him that making peace with the Germans was the right thing to do. Why, she might go down in history as a peacemaker herself, a great humanitarian, even a heroine. Now, I must quickly add that Gabrielle's lover for the moment was a German baron who'd been sent to Paris by Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop. And it was through that baron that Gabrielle gained access to Nazi officialdom, to whom in turn she confided her bold scheme. She would directly, personally meet with Winston Churchill and tell him of her peace plan. Incredible as it sounded, she did know Churchill, as you've learned. And remarkably, Gabrielle's idea was brought to the attention of the SS Reichsfuhrer himself, the Heinrich Himmler. And perhaps even more remarkably, the Central Security Office issued the necessary travel orders. Gabrielle's secret mission was even given a code name, Operation Hat. She would journey incognito to Madrid, which was then a stronghold of German espionage. From there, she'd proceed to England, where she would try to persuade Churchill to engage in secret peace talks with the Nazis. But Madrid is as far as Gabrielle got. You see, at that very time, Prime Minister Churchill fell ill and was forbidden to see anyone as he was convalescing. So, Operation Hat had failed before it had even begun. And one day the war ended. And from that moment on, Gabrielle lived in constant fear. Because imagine if it ever got out that she'd once volunteered to represent the Nazi government in a private meeting with Winston Churchill. Well, surely her now prestigious business enterprise would suffer and could die. But Gabrielle died first, so now it can be told. that the successful young hat maker financed by a lover, the designer of clothing and jewelry who revolutionized women's styles, the businesswoman trendsetter who bridged the fashion gap between the 19th and 20th centuries, why, she was practically a Nazi spy. Gabrielle Coco Chanel. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We have a chance to look at a few Fresh in the Country releases. This one from Blake Shelton continues to move up the charts as we get back to music on WRCO. And stay tuned for our trivia question of the day in a moment.
Everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting
she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee,
Carolina County.
That's been hanging around for Blake Shelton. It's called Texas, fresh from the country and WRCO radio debuting and also highlighting some of the big movers on the country survey. Trivia time. It'll get you a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. If you know the correct answer and your little dialing fingers can dial through the line quickly, what do rubber ducks, trash pandas, the chihuahuas, the lug nuts, and the Rumble Ponies all have in common? 608-647-4155. What do the rubber ducks, trash pandas, chihuahuas, lug nuts, and Rumble Ponies all have in common? Give it a try. If you think you know, you win the cookies if you get through to good old WRCO. This song's been doing well for Ella Langley. Rush from the Country with Ella Langley. We have a winner. Thank you so much for all of the contending callers. Way to go, Bobby McGlynn. Bobby wins right now from WRCO and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. The delicious cookies. Stop by. This is a great weekend to go by and pick up maybe some Easter festive cookies, too. What do rubber ducks, trash pandas, the chihuahuas, the lug nuts, the rumble ponies all have in common? They're all minor league baseball teams. And now you know the rest of the story. Rubber ducks, trash pandas, chihuahuas. I've heard of the lug nuts and the rumble ponies before. Of course, here in the Northwoods League, there are a few interesting ones. You know, they got the Timber Rattlers, and they are an affiliate of the Brewers, single-A ball, things like that. But there are some interesting baseball names, and so many of those minor league teams have really interesting promotions, too, where they have fun nights that are just wacky. All right, well, thanks for playing trivia. Bobby is today's winner from WRCO and Christie's Sunnyside.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
For over a decade, Willow Valley UMC has nurtured children's faith in God with GIG, or Growing in God, every Wednesday night, starting with dinner at 5:15.
Hi, I'm Mason. Come to GIG and have fun with us.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
7 minutes before 9, all total 85/100ths of an inch of rain this morning at the WRCO studios with some major rain and hail. We didn't have the wind here at the studios that some locations did, but we certainly did get the hail. Brand new releases coming your way. This is new from Chris Young.
Every goodbye, every phone call, before we hang up, I always say I love you, but I never say how much. With every turn of this big old world, girl, we get more distracted. All I know is a life without you is a life I can't imagine.
It hit me on a winding road just how lucky I am that all the guys only God knows why I get to be your man. So I bought a dozen roses on my way to you tonight. A living real one's one fake one, and I'll love you till the last one dies. This morning on my way out made me wanna stop open, you know, and do more thinking out loud. Then a song came on and a light did too, 'cause every single word reminded me of you. I've never been so sure all I ever wanna be is yours. It hit me on a winding road just how I'll love you till the last one dies. Till the last one dies. Till the moon don't shine. Till the last star fades. Till the last red petal withers away. It hit me on winding road just how lucky I am that all the guys only God knows why I came to be your man. So I bought a dozen roses on my way to you tonight. A living real one's one fake one, and I'll love you till the last one dies.
Chris Young, Until the Last One Dies. His brand new one on WRCO. Most played songs across the land. Jason Aldean and Whiskey Drink at number 5. Cole Swindell, Forever to Me at number 4. John Morgan, Friends Like That. Morgan Wallen, I'm the Problem at number 2. And the number 1 record belongs to Low Cash on WRCO. Most played in country music across the land. It's Hometown Home.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you want to roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even supper's take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods. Yeah, girl, I'm down to go.
got another idea, we can kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids of good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
Number one this week. Fresh in the Country, sponsored by Julie Caron, State Farm Insurance.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is your old buddy Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later next hour with community members, some friends stopping by the morning show studios. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 56 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy.